Good afternoon. I'd like to call the April 9th, 2026 special meeting of the San Diego County Water Authority Board of Directors to order at 1:34 p.m. We have no remote participation from directors. Therefore, all votes will be cast using the voting buttons at your seat. As we move through our agenda, I will be moderating requests to speak. To request to speak, please press the speaker button at your seat. Vice Chair Hilliker, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Thank you very much, Vice Chair Hilliker. Madam Deputy Clerk, will you please call the roll and announce whether a quorum is present?
Secretary Acosta?
Here.
Director Sclessy?
Here.
Katz?
Here.
Paul?
Yes, present.
Scalzetti?
Present.
Vice Chair Hilliker?
Here.
Directors Morrison?
Here.
Sanchez?
Present.
Myers?
Present.
Rivera?
Present.
Roback?
Present.
Quaylen?
Here.
Williams? Heidemann?
Here.
Norman?
Here.
Wall? Abdullahi?
Present.
Ayala?
Here.
Buckowitz?
Here.
Douglas?
Here.
Fong Sakai?
Present.
Macedo? Madoffer?
Here.
Molina?
Here.
Chair Serrano?
Here.
Directors Whitburn?
Here.
Supervisor Desmond?
Here.
Directors Lines?
Here.
Freehoff?
Present.
Castaneda?
Here.
Kirschbaum? Arant?
Here.
Miller?
Here.
And Ray. Okay, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Do we have any proxies?
We have one proxy. Director Scalzetti is the proxy for Director Coates Hedberg.
Noted. Item four is public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to address the board on items within the subject matter jurisdiction of this board of directors. Madam Deputy Clerk, do we have any members of the public wishing to speak?
We have two in-person speakers. First will be Mr. Javier.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, afternoon already?
Afternoon. I dedicated this effort of my niece. Oh, who died for us. I am Purita Javier with my husband, both victims of ceramics, pottery, kiln, toxicity, poisoning the air we breathe from next door home, business located, constructed, and operated since 1984. We are hurt. We live in fear as we learn the impact of our health and safety. Research and studies are in ceramics explained that inhalation and even ingestion of air pollutants led to asthma, COPD, respiratory problem, and lung cancer. CDC, that's the bulletin of 2020 pandemic period, declared that the repetitive heating of clay with glaze, bad and silica produce toxicity. We share the lesson because air pollution is only part of the unseen enemy of man, destroying cells in the human body. The air we breathe, is that over? Okay. We share this lesson because air pollution is only part of the unseen enemy of man, destroying cells in the human body. The air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat.
Thank you, your time is up.
the things we thought today.
Thank you.
Reveal.
Your time
and
is up.
Pose.
Thank you.
The
next speaker.
Will cite you. Driving without driver's license. Good afternoon. We just came from Solana Beach Council meeting last night, and we bring you, share you our experience. Seawater is destroying the geographic character of Solana Beach. I mention that because water, seawater, there is no word water. We are victims of this supposed not to be there, but the city allowed it. Councillor Whitburn is a witness. We have been voicing this for 5 years, and the office of the mayor, we have written voluminous letters requesting in person talk. We were not given that privilege. Now we are here to tell you these stories. Number one story, they neglect, they ignored our community issue. Number two, they raise the cost of our water bill. They raise the garbage fee without even us voting. They rigged the votes. You know that, Mr. Whitburn. We were talking with the councils while the counting people there annexed to the room were busy. Navajo Community Planning Group distributed blank form for us to sign, approve or disapprove. We were sent letter with the corresponding form, and we did not approve of it. We're a witness. Now they raise everything. We could no longer drink our water because we are submerged and drowning. My God, who will help us? He died for us. We prayed and prayed every time we come to your intelligent thinking. Who will help us? Seniors. We need clean water for seniors. We need clean air for seniors. We need clean food for seniors. Who will provide us? The communists? The dictators? We brave Americans should be in the front now to help one another. We are misdirected. Chair Serrano, sir, let's produce more water to clean the Tijuana River pollution crisis. Let the Sandag plan for this transportation mobility to haul the toxic soil, the toxic sewage out there. But nobody, nobody. And the only way, Mr. Lacaba, is to stop me, restrain me in talking the
Thank
truth,
you, your time
telling
is up.
The truth. Please help. She has made the supreme sacrifice. Can you? Can
Thank
we?
You. Your time is up.
Thank you.
That's all the in-house speakers I have. If there are public speakers in the
Did
Zoom waiting room.
Did we pass the Hollywood interview? Yes.
Oh, please raise your hand through the Zoom app or press *9 if listening by phone. I see no more speakers.
Thank you very much. Item 5 is additions to the agenda. Madam Deputy Clerk, do we have any additions to today's agenda?
There are no additions.
Thank you very much. Item 6 is our closed session item. We have one item, which is item 6A, conference on real property. Mr. General Counsel, will you please make the appropriate announcement and take us into closed session?
We will now adjourn in closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.8. We've adjourned from closed session with nothing to report.
Thank you all very much. Our General Counsel made the the Water Authority Board of Directors is now reconvening in open session with nothing to report. We will move on in our agenda. Item 7 is our action discussion and information items. Item 7A is the consideration of a water exchange delivery agreement with the Eastern Municipal Water District. I will now turn it over to the General Manager for the presentation. Mr. General Manager.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for being here, members of the public, some of our colleagues from Eastern and the Metropolitan Water District. We're all going to have an opportunity to hear from them in a little bit. I think we all know what this is. This is the continued evolution of a region and of a water agency, and that's always been supported by what you've heard me say before. which is an entrepreneurial spirit that this board has had. And it may have been a role that we were forced into in the early 90s, but we've continued that ethic and that ability to think outside the box for generations. And I think that what's before you today, just like what was before you last month, is a testament to board allowing staff to be creative. And with that, it allows me to be creative. It allows me to develop different kinds of relationships with some of my colleagues in the audience who have been great over the past several years with changing the attitude amongst each other as peer general managers, as board to board. And I believe that that's the glue that has put us forward in what we're about to ask you to approve. Next slide, please. So I think that many of you water agencies across the West know our story. It started with an environmentally conscious conserved water transfer from the Imperial Valley. We doubled down on desal. Desal is some of the most expensive water that you can buy. There's not one person in this room who has ever backed away from that statement, and I'm certainly not going to do it. It is something that it was needed. It still is needed. And we are certainly doubling down again because we're going to support every action that our member agencies take with local water supply production, Pure Water San Diego, East County Potable Reuse, Oceanside Pure. All of those things are coming online. They're the future of San Diego, and we are making room for those projects through what we are trying to do today here with the Eastern Municipal Water District. You may all recall a dispute that we were once in with the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. It lasted a while, about 15 years, a good part of my 20 years here at the Water Authority. That's over. I think that our minds have changed in terms of how we treat each other, how to get business done. We've been talking for many years about the idea that's before you today, exchanging water without new infrastructure. But candidly, our fights got in the way. I think it stunted our growth. It prevented Southern California from moving to a space that it should have been in arguably 20 years ago. It's where we thought we should have been when we started these conserved water transfers with the Imperial Valley, but we became stagnant. And I'm so happy that the fact that we have Eastern here today with us, Metropolitan, it shows that the page has officially turned. It turned a long time ago, but if you think about it, this settlement agreement was signed less than a year ago, and we have an agreement with Western, and we're about to have an agreement with Eastern to move us forward in a different way going forward and building those relationships. Next slide, please. So let me talk about just the process to get you sort of up to speed on how this all works and how we got here. It started, of course, with settlement. Through the settlement agreement with Metropolitan, we developed an administrative procedure. We developed a cost structure that allowed us to go out and create what I think we all know is a new water transfer market in Southern California. We sent out a letter in September asking MET member agencies if they were interested in purchasing water from the Water Authority. At that time, we believed that we had 50,000 acre feet worth of water that we could transact. We had meetings with probably about 20 agencies. It came down to a handful. Eastern is, of course, one of them that was willing to get into an agreement with the Water Authority long-term. I think what's really important is that, and I said this a little bit before, we haven't been working on these ideas just over the past couple of months. It seems easy, but it hasn't been easy. Getting past different hurdles, whether those are political hurdles, interagency hurdles, or just the ability to think differently and do things differently. But Eastern was there with us. We started in December, and we got across the finish line here, or we're going to get across the finish line here fairly quickly. Let's go to the next slide. So let me tell you a little bit about Eastern Municipal Water District. Provide service to nearly 1 million residents in Riverside County, both retail water, sewer, and recycled water service. They are part of the MET family, of course, a MET member agency, and they are the sixth largest retail agency in California. Like the Water Authority, if you look at our pie charts. We have a lot of different colors. Eastern has a lot of different colors on there as well. They're looking to add another one here with this transaction with the San Diego County Water Authority for exchange of some of this QSA water. They've always been interested in cost-effective solutions and dry-year opportunities. They are in the same environment that we are in. We are in a different space right now. We're not purchasing much water from Metropolitan. We will purchase water in some form from Metropolitan in the future. But for now, we're pretty good with what we have in terms of the QSA and the desal supplies, and of course, our local water coming online. Next slide, please. So I just want to walk through some of the basic exchange framework and how this whole thing would work. Without overcomplicating, the water that is purchased from the Imperial Valley, that is conserved in the Imperial Valley by the farming community, the water that is conserved through the canal lining projects that the Water Authority funded with help from the state, that 277,000 acre feet worth of water makes its way from Lake Mead down through Metropolitan's integrated distribution system to diversion points in San Diego. The simple concept behind this idea of a virtual exchange is no more different or no more simple, I guess I should say, than as the water normally flows down through the Metropolitan system into the San Diego service area, it will now take a right-hand turn or a left-hand turn, depending on which meter Eastern tells us to send it to. It's that simple, and it's that right to divert the water that makes this whole thing work. That is cemented in through the exchange agreement, the settlement agreement with Metropolitan. It gives both agencies, or all three agencies for that matter, Metropolitan, Eastern, and the Water Authority, through this settlement agreement, flexibility with when we get this water. 20 years ago, we were taking water in equal monthly installments. So the 277,000 acre feet worth of water divided by 12, that's what we got. Hydrology didn't matter. Demands didn't matter. Nothing mattered except we were in this rigid one lane highway. We now have the ability to shape what we want to do, and we can shape our delivery profile with that of Eastern, with that of Metropolitan, and what we have here locally. All of the benefits that we have in, through the settlement agreement are transferred to Eastern in this regard operationally. What it does, of course, for us is it allows us to rebalance our resource mix while providing Eastern water and a diversified source of supply. Next slide, please. So just in terms of the key terms, I guess, if you will, or what has meant most of the Water Authority and our negotiating priorities. Every agency that I spoke to, the key word that I used was durability. This region has excess supplies today. Moving water 1 year at a time doesn't do us any good. Certainly we can, and certainly we will. The price would be higher. But moving water long-term, like what Eastern has agreed to, 21 years out to 2047, perhaps even longer as we contemplate extending the transfer agreement with the Imperial Valley out to 2077. That's the kind of durability that we've been looking for, and that's the kind of durability that we got through these agreements and with Eastern. It allows us to rebalance our resource mix. This is perhaps organizational hygiene. We cannot be stuck with one mindset for the rest of our lives. And that's what we're trying to do here with moving water around and doing so without harming any ratepayers in San Diego and still providing water for San Diegans. The ultimate benefit in all of this, of course, if we can get water off the books, if we can reduce costs, I think we can get back to smooth and predictable rates that resemble general inflation rather than massive spikes that you see through climate change whiplash and other factors, of course. So just to get to the bottom of, get to the end here, let's go to the next slide. This is the summarized version of the deal. 10,000 acre feet worth of water through 2047, 21 years. They'll start with a ramp up of 6240. That volume will hit 10,000 acre feet by 2030. The melded cost is 1350. There is a $19 million upfront payment associated with 30,000 acre feet of deferred deliveries. Eastern has the ability to increase that contract amount at a later point. There's a 120-day period that we will go through that's in the agreement, where if there's additional water, we have the ability to offer that to them. We are going to negotiate an extension post-2047, and we have assurance to buy remaining water if offered by the Water Authority, subject to some terms that we would be negotiating. Last slide. The benefits to the Water Authority, of course, $13 million a year. New net revenue, $74 million over the first 5 years, with a net present value of $330 million. In combination with the Western agreement that was approved by this board last month, I think you all know it gives us an incredible amount of flexibility with our supply-demand mix, but also our financial picture heading forward for the next 21 years. It provides us certainty and long-term durability, and this could only be done with partnerships through Eastern, Western, and Metropolitan, and hopefully some more agencies that we're talking to in the future. Next slide, please. Just to wrap it up, the regional benefits goes without saying what it means for us. I've told you about what it means for Eastern, but what I haven't talked about is Metropolitan. This really allows Metropolitan to maximize the benefits of its existing investments. Think about 10,000 acre feet worth of water that it no longer has to provide to Eastern. That 10,000 acre feet worth of water is meaningful in a time of drought, in a time when you could be cut on the Colorado River, in a time when hydrology is poor. It frees up water for other agencies in Southern California. And I believe it in general just really supports our long-term regional planning and drought across both Riverside and San Diego County communities. I want to stop here and ask our friends from Eastern if they would like to make any comments. The podium is yours.
Good afternoon. Chair Serrano, Vice Chair Hilliker, and members of the board. My name is Steve Corona, and I'm the president of the board of Eastern Municipal Water District. My division at Eastern is the southern region representing Temecula, Rainbow, and Fallbrook. I represent a majority of the agriculture in our service area, and I am also a farmer. In that capacity, I've had the pleasure of working with Vice Chair Hilliker in the past. And in my prior life, I was on the board of the Rancho California Water District. And at that time, I had the pleasure of working with Aoife Pleiser and Megan Valencia, who now work for the Water Authority. Thank you for having us here today. We are pleased to pause to recognize the fruits of our collaboration. EMWD serves the fastest growing region in the state, with our population doubling over the last 20 years. We are only 44% built out, and we will continue to grow rapidly over the next several years and decades. This presents a challenge, but also an incredible opportunity for collaboration, such as the one before you today. It is fitting that Eastern and the Water Authority are working together to usher in this era of collaboration and partnership, and really working together to accomplish a shared vision of water reliability. I'd like to thank you, the board, your general manager, Dan Denham, and the many staff who have worked behind the scenes to prepare for this moment. And I want you to all understand that I don't intend to stay on the board of the Eastern Municipal Water District for the entire 21 years of this agreement, because in 2047, I'll be 90 years old. So I don't think I could handle it. Anyway, thank you for your consideration of this item. Thank you again.
Good morning, or I'm sorry, good afternoon, Chair Serrano, Vice Chair Hilliker, and the entire board of the Water Authority. I'm Phil Pauly. I have been on the Eastern Municipal Water District Board for the past 20 years. I also recently got appointed as the Eastern representative on the Metropolitan Water District Board. And so I wanted to take just a minute to thank your delegation from San Diego. They've been nothing but kind, helpful for me as a new member. They are very knowledgeable. I'm learning a lot from them, and I just wanted to publicly thank them for their generosity to me as a new member of MET. As I mentioned, I have been on the Eastern Board for the past 20 years. I have seen the ups and downs of our two agencies, and I have often dreamt of this particular day simply because I'm one that wants to use our water resources, our smarts, to provide the best quality and affordable water to all of our constituents. And I think this agreement today does exactly that. And I want to thank all of you and our two general managers for bringing us to this point today. So thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair Serrano, Vice Chair Hilliker, General Manager Dan Denham, and members of the board. It's my pleasure to be here today. My name is Joe Mawad. I'm the General Manager at Eastern Municipal Water District. I'd like to first start by thanking Vice Chair Hilliker and General Manager Dan Denham for being at our board meeting last week. This is the first time that I am in front of this board, and it's truly a privilege to be before you today to mark such a significant, pivotal moment to usher in a new partnership between two neighboring agencies. This morning we traveled about 75 miles from Paris, where our headquarters are, to be here. But frankly, in many ways, it's been a long journey for us to be here today together to look at this incredible partnership, not only for San Diego and Riverside County, but frankly, for the entirety of Southern California. Every partnership is built on trust. And the foundation for that trust was initiated several years ago. When Dan Denham became your general manager, it was around the same time that I had the privilege to be appointed as general manager at Eastern. And we started meeting on a regular basis. In fact, we would meet in Escondido for breakfast and lunch, and we would exchange views and perspectives on our water future. What can we do better? How can we improve? And keep in mind, back then, several years ago, it was before the settlement agreement between Metropolitan and the Water Authority. It was during the Fallbrook and Rainbow detachment. So these were very tumultuous times. But yet, we would meet and we would persevere because we believed in a new future, a new water future for this entire region. That collaboration that we embarked upon then continued at the Metropolitan Water District when Chair Ortega invited us, as well as other general managers from the member agencies, to participate in looking at a new business model for Metropolitan. And frankly, out of that came the settlement agreement, in my opinion. Of course, there were other contributing factors, but that was the foundation, is building that trust among agencies that ultimately has led us to the point that we are here today. It's been a long journey, but frankly, I'm just incredibly proud of what we have been able to accomplish. This action today represents a new and creative way to manage our water resources for our region without having to invest in new infrastructure. This is the type of partnership and investment that is needed to tackle our future water challenges. I'm encouraged that this is simply the first step in many collaborations yet to come. It's not lost on me that many years ago, the Water Authority and Eastern Municipal Water District used to caucus together on metropolitan issues. And we used to often align on regional water policies. I'm hopeful that this agreement that is before you today is a pivotal step that will allow us to explore additional opportunities for shared values and priorities. I would like to take a moment and just thank many of you who have been involved with this, but I would like to start with my board members, including Director Joe Grindstaff, who's here, and others who unfortunately couldn't be here today. Frankly, without their support, without their willingness to embrace new innovative solutions, we wouldn't be here today. So I sincerely want to thank them. I also want to thank my staff, my brain trust, who've been working closely with the Water Authority team, including Jolene Walsh, who's with us, as well as John Adams and Lene Alexander, who couldn't be here today. I also want to thank General Manager Dan Denham. Frankly, again, we would not be here today if it wasn't for your wise decision several years ago to appoint him as General Manager. Dan, I want to recognize you for your leadership, not just at the War Authority, but frankly for Southern California. Your creativity and your honest approach to many difficult issues that we collectively face. I also want to acknowledge the San Diego War Authority staff, Mina Westford, who has always been willing to push the boundaries in a positive way. And Alex Heidi, who has consistently collaborated with all of us at Metropolitan behind the scenes. Thank you all for your consideration of this agreement. Much appreciated.
Thank you for those words, Joe. We have from Metropolitan Vice Chair Michael Camacho. I believe that you have some things that you'd like to say. The podium is yours, sir.
Great. Thank you so much for having me today. Chair Serrano, Board of Directors. I'm here. Unfortunately, Chair Ortega could not be here today, so I gladly came down in his place. I'm happy to be here today to celebrate this second long-term regional water supply agreement. We all know in Southern California's future and prosperity depend on having secure, sustainable water supply. We also know that climate change, cost pressures, and evolving regulatory landscape present serious challenges to our ability to provide and supply water. That's why these water exchange agreements are so important. They are a solution that will help carry us through the droughts and the allocation reductions. This exchange was made possible, as others have noted, by the legal settlement reached last year between Metropolitan and the Water Authority, which opened up a new era of collaboration. We're already seeing the benefits, and there are more to come. Through the Climate Adaptation Master Plan for water process and our business model refinement, Metropolitan created a framework for member agencies to sell, purchase supplies among one another using the district's existing facilities. This is part of a critical evolution in how we manage water. When we work together and think beyond our own political boundaries, we can address climate risk and affordability by maximizing the infrastructure and supplies we already have in place. We are harnessing the power of regional cooperation for the benefit of Southern California. And we are creating a model of how to address water supply challenges across the Southwest. I want to thank the directors, the general managers, and the staff at the Water Authority and Eastern Municipal Water District for embracing what's possible and for their thoughtfulness and creativity in developing these agreements. Thank you for allowing me to make the comments. And I also have a certificate here that we already presented to the Water Authority at the Western signing. I'd like to present this to Eastern as well. So, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I thank you for having me.
Thank you, Vice Chair Camacho. If we could advance to the final slide, which is the staff recommendation. So before you, I ask to ratify an exchange water delivery agreement between the San Diego County Water Authority and the Eastern Municipal Water District.
All right. Thank you, Mr. General Manager, for the presentation. We will now move to board discussion, beginning with Director Whipper.
Thank you, Chair Serrano. The best part about these agreements is that they will benefit water customers. The revenue from these sales will have a positive effect on water rates. It also demonstrates that this agency is beginning to turn things around by better capitalizing on the investments made to increase the water supply in our region. General Manager Denham, thank you to you and your team for delivering on this. Chair Serrano and Chair Emeritus Katz, and to all of my colleagues who have played a role in this, thank you for your partnership in paving the way for this. And of course, thank you to Eastern and Metropolitan for your partnership. I will make the motion to adopt the staff recommendation.
Thank you very much. We have a motion by Director Whitburn, going next to Director Molina.
Thank you. I can second it too. I'm happy to support this agreement, and by partnering with Eastern Municipal Water District, we're not just strengthening our regional water reliability while generating new revenue that helps ease pressure on our taxpayers. At a time of growing climate uncertainty, this kind of regional collaboration is exactly what we need to ensure long-term stability and flexibility. This is a smart, practical agreement, and I'm proud of our leadership. Thank you, Dan. I'm proud of our incredible team and all of my colleagues who have worked for years to make this moment possible. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you, Director Molina. We have a motion by Director Whitburn, a second by Directors Molina and Scalzetti. Going now to Director Paul.
Thank you. Dan, I just wanted to add one question. You're talking about the upfront payments. One is $39 million and the other is $19 million. And just for clarification, the average person would think that we're going to get a check tomorrow for $19 million. Could you explain just for the average person what that upfront payment means to us?
Absolutely, Director Paul. The upfront payment will be spread over 3 years in equal monthly installments. And that's the Eastern side. So that payment will come in slowly. So we won't have the immediate, if you will, benefit to it, but we've planned for it in our future rate forecasts.
Thank you very much. Secretary Acosta.
Thank you. Thanks to everybody for showing up and having an off-board meeting schedule meeting just so that we could talk about this. We've invested in our regional supply here. We have made ourselves climate resilient, and those investments are leading to a benefit for all of Southern California. So I want to thank all the innovative minds and entrepreneurial thinkers who made this happen, starting with Dan Denham, but including Eastern and Metropolitan and all of the boards of all three organizations. Thank you. And I'm very happy to support this.
Thank you, Secretary Acosta. Vice Chair Hilliger.
Thank you, Chair Serrano. You know, this agreement with Eastern isn't just a transaction, but it's a reflection of what we can accomplish when we choose to be collaborative. This is a total win for ratepayers. I support this.
Thank you, Vice Chair Hilliker. Going now to Director Madaffer.
Just want to say first thank you to our friends at Eastern. You know, this kind of partnership is really setting the stage for a new beginning in how we move water, not just in Southern California, but as we dream bigger throughout the entire Colorado River Lower Basin. This sets the stage to help all of those of us who rely on the Colorado River to keep as much water on the river as possible. And that is, as everybody probably knows, the river right now is in a very dire situation. It's not going to get any better for the next several years. And it's this kind of entrepreneurial look. Dan and his dream team of Nina, Alex, Pierce, Jeremy, and everybody that's been working on this for so long. And of course, you know, to this board who has really given Dan the freedom to move forward and have the relationships that he does throughout Southern California as a member of the Metropolitan Board. This is a new beginning. Today is a new beginning, not just for water and transfers, but most importantly, it's a new beginning for our ratepayers as we look to taking the investments that we've made and turning them into tangible reality and benefits long-term. So congratulations.
Thank you, Director Madaffer. Seeing no further speakers from the board on this item, I also want to join in and acknowledge, thank, and appreciate our colleagues from Eastern for being here today, as well as their partnership, and also our colleagues from Met. Your presence is not only symbolic I think, of this new time, this new era, but it's significant. And so I want to thank you all for taking the time to be here. To close out our discussion, I did want to take a moment to reflect on what I believe this agreement represents, not just in practical terms, but what it says about where this agency is headed. Because if you had said years ago that the San Diego County Water Authority would be here today ratifying a water transfer agreement with Eastern, doing so just weeks removed from the ratification of a similar agreement with Western, I think a lot of people would have said that would never happen. They'd classify it as impossible. But I would tell you lately, this agency has been doing a lot of that, turning the impossible into possible. And I think that's exactly why this moment matters, because this agreement is about so much more than just a transaction between two agencies. It's about proof. Proof that our future does not have to be dictated by our past. Proof that old divisions do not have to remain permanent. Proof that what once seemed improbable can, through willingness, hard work, and a shared recognition of both the challenges before us and the opportunities within them, what once seemed improbable can become possible. As you heard our general manager talk about, our two agencies collectively serve millions of people and families across Southern California. Millions of people who depend on all of us to do one thing above all else, make sure that when they access their tap, safe, reliable, and affordable water is there. As you all know, that responsibility has never been simple, and it's not getting any easier. We are navigating extraordinary pressure on the Colorado River. We are navigating increasing infrastructure and energy costs, just like every other household and family. We are navigating real affordability concerns for working families, businesses, and ratepayers. And it's against that backdrop that I think it is fair for all of us to ask this question. Can the answer to these mounting challenges really be that every agency continues to build its own entirely separate way forward, regardless of cost, regardless of duplication, regardless of the burden placed on the ratepayer? And I would submit to you that the answer is no. Because while infrastructure investments have been essential to reliability, and San Diego knows that better than most, we also know they are enormously expensive, time-consuming, and increasingly difficult for the public to absorb, particularly as time has gone on. And so therefore, moments like this, I believe, remind us of something important. The answer to our collective challenges cannot always be for each agency to go it alone. The answer has to include partnership. And like the Western Agreement, that is what this item represents: a practical, more thoughtful, and frankly, more responsible path. Rather than requiring new major infrastructure, this partnership allows us to make smarter use of investments that have already been made. Investments made by San Diego County ratepayers over decades to build a reliable and diversified water supply. Investments that today give us the flexibility not only to serve our own people, but also to support broader reliability across Southern California. No new pipelines, no new treatment plants, just smart collaboration. And so I think there's also significance in the fact that this is the second agreement of its kind that we brought forward, because it shows that this is not theoretical anymore. This is not just an idea or a pipe dream or a talking point. It is real and it is happening. And it shows that when we talk about doing things differently than they've always been done, we mean it. It shows that was once a vision is now finally being realized. It shows that this agency is capable of translating its longstanding investments into real opportunities. And I've always believed that our responsibility as leaders is not simply to maintain what we inherited. It is to ask whether the tools, assumptions, and relationships of the past are sufficient for the demands of the present. And so to that end, I want to thank our general manager, our imported water director, Mina Westford, the general counsel and his team, truly all of the staff members you see assembled at the staff table, Mina, Alex, Pierce, Michael, and Jeremy, and everyone at the Water Authority who worked on this item. Work like this does not happen by accident. It takes vision, it takes discipline, it takes persistence, and it takes a willingness to pursue opportunities that until recently, many people would have dismissed as too complicated, too complex, or too politically difficult to achieve. Now, of course, with this particular agreement, I know there's some irony in this moment. Our colleague from Eastern, I think, actually called it full circle earlier today. But to me, that's not the story. The story is that we are here anyway. The story is that yesterday's battles do not any longer have to define today's decisions. that past divisions do not have to define present choices. And the story is that public agencies, if we are willing, can choose to meet the moment with pragmatism, partnership, and a focus on the people we serve. And if we continue approaching our challenges in that spirit, with honesty, with creativity, and with a willingness to lead differently, then I believe the future of water in Southern California will not be defined by old conflicts or inherited divisions. It will be defined by whether we had the courage to build partnerships equal to the moment before us. And this is what this agreement represents. For all of these reasons, I will be supporting the item, and I respectfully request your yes vote. Seeing no further speakers, Madam Clerk, will you please open the roll?
Please cast your vote. One more for Castaneda. Is he not here? Okay. All right, and it passes.
Thank you all very much. Before we adjourn, I'd like to invite our Director of Public Affairs, Mike Lee, to the podium just for some instructions on choreography.
Great. Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you very much, Chair Serrano. Congratulations to this board and to our partners. You have done the hard part, but you are not quite done. We're going to hold a brief signing ceremony on the patio. So you will exit the doors behind me and move out to the patio. I'm going to ask the general managers and the councils for each agency to sit at the table, and the board and our guests to fill in behind so that we can capture this moment for posterity. Following the signing, you'll move back into the lobby for refreshments, including a special cake and donuts from Director Scalzitti. Thank you very much to celebrate this moment. The cake is on display as you exit the boardroom, and I encourage you to take note of it because it will be cut up into tiny pieces by the time you get back. So you want to see how great this is now. And then during the reception, final bit of encouragement. During the reception, there are four photo frames out on a table there that will be given to each agency as a memento for this day. So if you would each take the time to sign those, then that will ensure your part in this historic moment. So please join us immediately following adjournment on the patio.
Thank you, Mike. There being no further business, the San Diego County Water Authority Board of Directors is adjourned at 2:45.